comes a time in your prime. Didn't you? People called, say beware, doll. You found a fold. You thought they were all just kidding you.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, August 1st, 2017 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, as I mentioned to you last night, in a few minutes here, I'm going to be bringing up Susan Lindauer. But before I do that, I want to make a quick announcement. I had a telephone conversation with a lady yesterday that asked me to call her regarding Tom Lacovara, and I want to give you a little bit of an update on this. Tom Lacovara has copped a plea. They have moved him to Sheridan Federal Corrections Institute in Oregon, and his register number, or his inmate number, is 66455-050. So grab a pen real quick, folks, because I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this. I'll go into a little bit more detail tomorrow night. But for right now, if you want to write to Tom Lacovara, his register number is 66455-050. He's being held at the Sheridan Federal Corrections Institute, and you can go in on your website or go into the web and type in Bureau of Prisons or BOP.gov, pull up Sheridan FCI. You will find him as an inmate. It will give you the address there that you can mail him. The little bit of information, or I got a lot of information, but I'm not going to disclose it all. I'm just going to share with you a little bit, which is that he copped a plea basically because he was claiming, from what I understand, that he wasn't getting any input from outside from anybody, wasn't getting any letters from anybody or anything. No communication, which was the big thing. And he really didn't know what else to do. The good news in all this is that in the plea that he copped, evidently, they're going to give him time served, and by the time he is sentenced on October 18th, that's probably going to end his sentence. He'll spend 30 days in a halfway house, then he'll be out. So I'll cover a little bit more on that tomorrow night. But as far as unjustified inmates being in, I had mentioned to you last night, I want to cover a little of this. I received a Skype message that was a little disconcerting to me back on June the 20th. Now, at the time, folks, you know that I was out of the loop. I was not able to broadcast. I had other things going on behind the scenes. But I'm going to read it to you. This came from Susan Lindauer. It says, Barbara Honegger just warned I'm being threatened with possible indictment again. And she says, I suspect it's because of this. Now, this is what I was going to read you last night. I'm not going to read it to you. I had made the decision not to. I'm going to let Susan explain it for herself when she comes up. But she says she needed to book as many radio shows as possible to forestall this attack. Now, I'm about as in the dark as you are, other than the fact that I have read what she had sent to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So with that, speaking of unjustified inmates, Susan Lindauer, how are you doing?
Wow, what a crazy month it has been. Yes, I was threatened. I was told by Greg Ford, who is the whistleblower from Abu Ghraib, that there was a new indictment prepared for me with four charges, and it came within 30 days of my submitting a sworn, notarized affidavit to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, which we're going to talk about tonight. And it was, and I take the threat as having been very real. And the only reason it has been now discontinued is that the GOP on the House Judiciary Committee have now formally taken up my request for a second special prosecutor to go after the Comey brothers, Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, and Hillary Clinton for a number of issues. And actually, I was one of the triggers of that. I know everybody's been pushing for this for a long time, but what I'm going to tell you tonight was the final straw that made them do it. And the only reason the threat of arrest has now been backed off is that I formally accused Andrew McCabe, who is the acting FBI director, until this afternoon when Christopher Wray was the Senate took up the vote on Christopher Wray to head the FBI. Mm-hmm. So Wray is now finally in, as of today. But so anyway.
Okay, I want to stop you there for just a moment. I want to stop you there for just a moment. And for the sake of the new listeners out there, I want to let you know who Susan Lindauer is. She was indicted by the DOJ with charges of everything from, I think, what was it, espionage and just a whole litany of charges because she
accused
was
accused of being an Iraqi agent in conspiracy with the Iraqi intelligence.
Okay. And she was unlawfully held, really, in Carswell military prison down outside of Fort Worth for 9 months. And the real reason for this, folks, is because they wanted to shut her up.
For a year.
Okay. They wanted to shut her up because she wanted to testify in front of Congress at the time where the Bush administration, remember Dick Cheney and Colin Powell were coming with the yellow cake uranium and all that BS in front of the UN making their case to go in and invade Iraq. Susan Lindauer had all of the backdoor information on it, and she was going to come forward and blow the whistle. She wanted to testify in front of Congress, and they shut her up. They arrested her and threw her into prison. So that's a little bit about it. She a week before the administration changed hands and Obama was elected, they dropped all the charges against you, Susan.
Yeah, it was 5 days before the inauguration, the swearing in. My indictment lasted for 5 years. I was prohibited throughout that entire time from having a trial. I was only allowed one hearing 4.5 years after my indictment.
And for those of you who would really like to get the behind-the-scenes story, and I've read this book twice, it's an excellent book. She wrote the book Extreme Prejudice, and it spells out the entire story of what happened to her, which is, and you are only the second person besides Jose Padilla to be indicted under the Patriot Act when it first was released, correct?
That is correct, and I am the only one who is out. Everyone else who got indicted, because I don't have any kids, but I'm the proverbial mom with tennis shoes. I'm not the one that they want to have the Patriot associated with. You know, blonde little blonde lady.
You're the soccer mom without kids, right?
Soccer mom without kids. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, shifting gears, getting back to what we were talking about, because I read this letter, and I handed it over to John Statmer the other day, and I read this, and I said, what do you make of this? Because, you know, some of the things that I'm reading into this, I was really unclear about, and I was kind of on the fence last night to read it for the audience, but I had another show prepared. But basically, and I'm going to just read the first paragraph of this, if you don't mind, Susan.
Yeah, just one thing. Do not read the name of the inmate.
Okay, I won't read the name of the
inmate. That's the only thing you don't need to read or identify. You must not identify as the name of the inmate.
And there are how many of these? It goes from one all the way through 25, 26, 27, 28, 30. My gosh! Well, you didn't pull any punches here. 1 through 44, right? Okay, I'm going to read the first paragraph of this.
It's only like 7 or 8 pages, but it's 44 paragraphs.
Well, it would take me probably, you know, a half hour to read, so I'm just going to read some excerpts because I have a couple of questions about this. But anyway, number one, this is an affidavit urging the appointment of a special independent counsel, and this is a letter written to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, which I'm certain you sent it certified, and it was received. Obviously, they've moved on it. It's an affidavit urging the appointment of a special.
And it was also, excuse me, I gave it to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I also gave it to every chief of staff of the GOP members of the House Judiciary Committee as of Wednesday morning. And on Thursday, they acted on this and formally sent a letter to the House GOP Judiciary Committee. Formally sent a letter to Jeff Sessions urging him to appoint a second special prosecutor.
And do you know who signed that letter? Was it by chance Trey Gowdy?
Committee Chairman Goodlatte.
Goodlatte, okay. Okay, so let me proceed with this. I'll go through one paragraph and then we'll expound on it. It's an affidavit, urging the appointment of a special independent counsel to investigate FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and former FBI Director James Comey, which, by the way, nobody has done. Congratulations to you for that, Susan, for receiving stolen federal funds, in fact, bribery, in exchange for running interference in the Hillary Clinton DOJ investigation. So, number one, this is Susan speaking. I am filing this criminal complaint on behalf of my team. Now, I'm a little unclear about who your team is, and if you want to answer
that. I'm not going to identify them.
Okay. Since 2012, we have investigated federal funds stolen by federal inmate and former Booz Allen contractor, blank, 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 blank.
Yes.
Thank you, I remember. who is being held in Arkansas. The release date is in November 2025. In that time, we have orchestrated the capture of $87 billion, that's billion with a B, in 10 seizures with another $1 trillion in the pipeline, which was probably subject to partial recovery in October of 2016. Evidence binders have been sent to the chiefs of staff for President Trump and Vice President Pence. We consider DOJ too badly compromised, congratulations again, I will agree with that, by Obama holdovers in this matter already. The DOJ has lost the trust of the people. So with that, and I'm not going to go through the other 43 paragraphs, Susan, but you're saying that...
No, I want you to go. I think you should read the first five or six paragraphs
okay.
that identify the money that we're saying they received.
Okay, so let's go with number two. This affidavit seeks the appointment of a special independent counsel to investigate the use of stolen federal dollars that my team recovered in October of 2015 to pay bribes totaling at least, and folks, I know bell will go off when you hear this, pay bribes totaling at least $450,000 to FBI Director Andrew McCabe's wife, Dr. Jill McCabe, while she was running for Virginia State Senate against incumbent Senator Richard Black, GOP. Number three, we also heard reports of payments totaling $6 million from Hillary Clinton and or the Clinton Foundation to James Comey's brother Peter, which must be investigated as well. Only payments in October of 15 when our $80 billion was received, or October 2016, when we think a portion of the $1 trillion was restored, require investigation. That is, from late September to early November, a finite period of time. Number four. Payments to Jill McCabe in the amount of $150,000, on October 1st, $125,000 on October 27th, and $175,000 on October 29th of 2015 via Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's Common Good Virginia PAC. Have been verified by the highly credible Virginia Public Access Project and it goes into a website here. It has been officially confirmed those McAuliffe donations originated from none other than, guess who, Hillary Clinton. Number five, the media reports commonly state the amount of Hillary's donations to Jill McCabe at $675,000, which, by the way, I've talked about this before, folks, and you remember it on previous shows. That's the exact figure that I said. All donations in October 2015 should be scrutinized. Also, payments to Comey in October of 2016. Okay, there's one through five, so go ahead and expound on it.
Okay, read the next paragraph to see what...
Number six. Some reports go farther, linking McCabe's payments to Lockheed Martin. Very, very interesting, and I'll expound on that in a minute. That raised a red flag for our team immediately because it links the funds to Fort MacDill at the exact time of the recovery. Now, from what I understand, Comey was the attorney for Lockheed Martin and was paid $6 million on a no-bid contract. Am I right on this?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The only question that we have is the timing. The timing of the payment to Peter Comey. Because Lockheed Martin, when you go on through the affidavit, it goes on to say that in October of 2015, Hillary Clinton received $28 million from Lockheed Martin at the exact moment... Excuse me. $28 million from MacDill Air Force Base. And guys, I've always called MacDill Fort MacDill. It's actually MacDill Air Force Base, and I have to stop doing that because for my own credibility's sake, it's MacDill Air Force Base. But it just goes back a long time. Hillary Clinton did receive $28 million from MacDill Air Force Base, which was used for, on approximately October 24th.
Okay, now did this go into her foundation, or was this a personal reception of $28 million?
This was $28 million paid to reactivate the old Operation Pegasus. It is a campaign expense. It is bloody well illegal as Hades. It is $28 million from the Federal Treasury to reactivate Pegasus for Hillary. That is a dirty tricks CIA operation that was actually comprised of assassins. This was Chip Tatum's old operation.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Chip Tatum called me on October 24th, and he said, "Susan, great news! I just got a call from Fort MacDill telling me to come sign some papers. They got money from my old operation." Well, what Chip did not know was that my team had been orchestrating the recovery of monies that had been stolen from his old operation. We had never told Chip this because he was already having so much trouble with the feds. He had nothing to do with the theft. He was not in any way connected to it. So he was not even aware that the money had been taken.
Can I interject here? Can I ask
yes.
an off-the-wall question? An off-the-wall question. It may fit, it may not fit. But does this have anything to do directly or indirectly with all of this money that we've heard mainstream coming out from people like Donald Rumsfeld and others, that there's so much money missing from the Pentagon because the computers don't talk to one another, like the $2.3 trillion and another?
This is the man who I am, the prison inmate, is the man who stole the $2.3 trillion. And I was asked, and he also stole the $2.3 trillion. He also stole $1 trillion that was at Citibank, and we think it's still there, which is what Trump is going to use for his infrastructure budget.
Okay.
He's known about this for a long time. There is also 216 stolen Pentagon accounts, and now all of this money was stolen in 1998-99. So the numbers back then, the amounts of the monies have been invested, and it did not start off this big, but it is dramatic. And it means that President Trump has the capability to execute his agenda, his policy of America First. He has the capability to invest $1 trillion in infrastructure with no deficit spending. He has the capability to refurbish the military to the tune of $450 billion with no deficit spending. And with the $2.3 trillion and earnings, he has the capability to cut the federal deficit by probably about approximately 50%. No lie. This money is in Hong Kong. Watch Trump's relations with China. It is imperative that he continue to have good relations with China, because China, the money's in Hong Kong, and it's going to, in order for us to get this back, he's doing a great job. Let's put it this way. It makes tax reform entirely viable within the next 12 months. Okay? So we've been communicating all of this to President Trump. And when President Trump started tweeting about Andrew McCabe last week, it was after he received my notices about the special prosecutor, and I had contacted Attorney General Jeff Sessions a second time, stating that I had been threatened and that I considered it witness tampering and obstruction of justice, and that I had no intention of backing off my statement. There was nothing in my statement. I said, Okay, we'll be right back.
Susan's now a talk show host, so she knows when to take a break. Very good. I'll let you take over. We're going to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the network in Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Susan Lindauer. Be right back. See you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, we're back with The American Awakening. Susan Lindauer never backs down. But before we get back into this, Susan, I wanted to pose a couple of questions to you just for clarity.
Sure.
This indictment that they held off on that Greg Ford informed you of, and you also mentioned Barbara Honegger, who signed the indictment? Who was trying to indict you?
We do not know. All we know is that Greg Ford was contacted and told that there was I submitted the affidavit to Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the beginning of July.
Right.
He would have received it July 5th.
Okay.
And last week, so, 15 days, 3 weeks later, Greg Ford suddenly got a contact saying, hey, did you hear about the new indictment against Susan Lindauer? There's 4 new counts against her. They're about to be served on her imminently.
What were
they? She's facing. Yeah, well, we don't know.
Oh,
I do not know. But I immediately I, you know, after what I went through before.
You immediately barred up your doors, right?
I barred up my doors. I barred up my doors, and I contacted Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and I contacted the, you know, radio host like you, and I said, this is, you know, this is offensive. I can prove everything. Now, here's the thing about, like, the $28 million for Pegasus. Mm-hmm. I can prove it. I have a Skype chat with Chip Tatum where he goes into all the details of the money and how much he got. He received 10% of the
money. Well, now let me interject here as well, and I've got this in my computer. There, I believe it's on the internet. He outlines this whole thing about Project Pegasus, I believe, in his memoirs or whatever. It's been put on the internet.
Absolutely. But he outlines what Pegasus was. What people don't know is that Pegasus was reactivated. And for those of you who do a little bit of research to find out the dirty nitty gritty of Pegasus from the past, see, Pegasus was put to bed. Huh. When George Bush the first, when Daddy Bush lost his bid for the presidency, the last time Pegasus was used was against Ross Perot, and it was organized to force Ross Perot out of the election.
So, okay? Yes, they threatened him, if I remember.
They threatened him. They mm-hmm. threatened him, and Chip Tatum was ordered to, you know, has told a couple of different stories. Chip Tatum has told a story that he was given a kill order on Ross Perot. And when pushed on that, he says, well, you can kill someone a number of different ways. You don't actually physically have to kill them. You can destroy them. And of course, what they did to me is a classic example of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can be walking around and be ruined and destroyed. And believe me, that's better than the alternative. But Pegasus had been defunct ever since George Bush lost the election in November of 1992. So as of January 1st, 1993, Pegasus no longer existed until Hillary Clinton used federal money illegally to resurrect it in October of 2015, and I've got the proof about this. They cannot it's in a safe location. There are copies everywhere. It cannot be destroyed. They could never, if they did try to kill me or do something to me, they'd never find it. It's not at my house. So they wouldn't, you know, coming here and looting my house wouldn't get them anything. They're ransacking my house wouldn't get them anything. But it's all safe. And it is a demonstrable confession that Hillary Clinton paid off Chip Tatum to not release the salacious audio tapes of Bill Clinton receiving cash payoffs at Mena, Arkansas, at the airstrip from Iran-Contra. Okay, that's why Chip got paid off. Now, here's the thing: if Hillary wanted to pay him off, that's her, you know, that's nobody's business. I mean, you could make the argument that she has every right to do that, but I mean, it's hush money, it's extortion money. But here's the deal: she has no right to use federal monies, none.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to go to a break. As you know, I'll take it this time. We'll be back in just a few minutes, folks, with my special guest, Susan Lindauer. More to come. Got another question after the break for you, Susan. You can answer or not, if you like. But anyway, we'll be back on the other side, folks. Stick with us. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest, Susan Lindauer, author of the book Extreme Prejudice. Now, before we get back to topic here, I want to pose another question to you that you may or may not answer, Susan. This individual, I'm not going to call him a gentleman, but I'm going to call him an individual, the federal inmate, the former contractor, this gentleman evidently at some point in time, in some capacity, in some geographic locale, was able to somehow, what, technically or through the internet or somehow reposition this money or steal the money, if you will.
He was in charge of supermanaging the black budget investments for the CIA and the Pentagon.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Being in the,
he was on site.
Okay, he was on site, so that would mean at that particular point in time, was he underneath Dov Zakheim?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that
or very close.
Well,
to the top.
Okay, because Dov Zakheim, if you recall, you know, he had dual citizenship, and he conveniently exited the situation, and went back to Israel. So, you know, that being said, okay, let's continue. I've got some more questions, but I'll throw.
But he was not. He was an employee of Zakheim. However, he was acting alone without Zakheim.
Okay.
However, as long as you have Booz Allen contract employees stealing from the Federal Treasury, that would make Booz Allen, should you indemnify them? If their employees rob us, should the Carlyle Group, which owns Booz Allen, not have to repay some of this money?
Oh, no, I think that they very well should, absolutely. So, you know, that said, okay, we were talking about, what were we talking about? We've been off on so many different topics.
Let me just say that one of the things he used to do was he would go into the U.S. Treasury Department with a Treasury badge, and he would load up his briefcase with Treasury notes. And these were high-value, high-denomination Treasury notes. And he would literally he'd say, oh, yeah, I'm taking this for the Pentagon for black budget ops. And he would just take a fistful of cash, fistful of Treasury notes, put them into briefcases, and walk out the door.
And nobody
except the money was never given to the black budgets. The money would be then deposited in Swiss
banks. That's why Donald Rumsfeld said that the reason is because the computers didn't talk to each other, and why aspartame is good for you, right?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
All right, I got you. All right, let's go move on. So continuing forward, go ahead.
Well, no, I hope that you understand this is real money. The $1 trillion at Citibank was verified by a law firm.
Oh, okay? I have no doubt about this, Susan.
I'm not exaggerating this. It sounds too astronomical to believe, but that's only because American voters do not yet comprehend.
Not at all. Not if you correlate it into actual mainstream statements made by representatives of, and the Department of Defense, Secretary of Defense himself comes out and admits it, okay, then you can't very well say, oh, well, this is exaggeration. No, they've already admitted it mainstream, that it came up missing. They don't know where it went. Now, one other question I have, obviously this person is behind bars right now. Is this what he was convicted of, or was it similar or other charges?
He was convicted of a Ponzi scheme. They accused him of taking money from, I'm not going to tell you that, it's a place in Texas. He was accused of taking money in Texas from a group of investors and bilking them. But what he really did was he took the money from the investors and he put the money in with federal investments that he was managing for the CIA. And then he earmarked earmarked appropriations from the CIA black budgets for payments to his investors. And he got away with this for two or three times. And then the CIA was like, what the heck is going on? What do you mean he's authorizing payments to these people? Who are they? Who are these people who are getting money from us? And of course, they were his private investors. And at that point, it triggered alarms, and they jumped right in. But by that time, he had managed to hide $2.3 trillion on the interbank. And he hid it on the interbank is what he did. It's very difficult to get it out. What he does is he changes the custodians. He changes the security codes. The money has been held for so long, since 1998-99, that it now looks legitimate. It looks like it's been, you know, this sanctified money. And he's got corrupt, very crooked banksters, I call them, at UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, and Deutsche Bank. Those are hugely corrupt banks. that have been helping him actively hide the money. He's also very highly connected at HSBC. One of his best partners is like the third or fourth from the top of HSBC. And it
isn't that the bank that James Comey came in and was appointed to take over after the scandal with Loretta Lynch and the child trafficking thing?
Oh, golly, did you notice that too?
Yes, it all kind of fits, doesn't it? Go ahead.
And Hillary Clinton did something weird with HSBC after we notified Hillary Clinton of the $2.3 trillion. We actually noticed, because Hillary Clinton was at the State Department, we thought that the Clinton Foundation and the Secret Service, especially because these are Treasury notes and interbank monies, that feel federal monies, that she might like to know about this stuff. And the next thing we know, she has cut a deal with HSBC, and all of a sudden nobody's going after the $2.3 trillion anymore. So, you know, that's one more reason to hate Hillary Clinton, is that she put the banks so far ahead of the American people that we had a chance to cut the deficit by half. And Hillary was like, oh, don't worry about it. Let's just let them keep this. So Donald Trump is but what is happening here? And I really want you guys to know this, because I really want you to know this money has been verified. The $1 trillion was verified by an independent law firm in Washington. And so this is not me just making this up. This is the $1 trillion for the infrastructure budget. But also, the deep state has an extra motivation to go after Trump, because they are determined, of course, not to allow him to achieve his policy objectives, his America First agenda. And they're sabotaging everything he does. So he's trying to have tax reform, knowing about the $2.3 trillion, the opportunity to get back probably about 10 trillion euros. This could be between the $2.3 trillion plus $7 trillion to $9 trillion in earnings. Okay, so we're looking at probably just under $10 trillion U.S. dollars that could come back, which would cut the federal deficit by 50%. And that's a whole game changer.
Are you talking about the federal deficit, or are you talking about the national debt?
The national debt.
Okay.
Taking it down from $20 trillion down to $10 trillion. And then you can have tax reform. You really can. He can. Mm-hmm. It's a game changer for his administration.
Well, let me just kind of lay this out, and I don't mean to play devil's advocate, okay? But let me say this. First of all, you know, I was a Trumpster all along, okay? I was advocating for Trump. I was campaigning for Trump, so forth. And all of the things that he said during his campaign were all well and good and great, okay? The problem that I have right now is that he hasn't succeeded. And I'm not saying it's his fault that he hasn't succeeded. Obviously, they're throwing every stumbling block in the way that they can to get anything done that he tries to do. But what I did do, Susan, is I took a look at a number of clips. Matter of fact, I did a show on this just a few weeks ago, of some of the statements that Donald Trump made long before he ran for office. And uniquely, I suppose, almost everything that he said flew in the face of everything he said during his campaign. For example, the Republicans were a bunch of right-wing kooks. He was a anti-gun. He was a pro-abortion. I mean, there was just a number of issues, and everything that he said then.
Well, but listen, you're talking about the George Bush, and I realize there's a lot of George.
Well,
Bush
I'm not through yet. I'm not talking bad about Donald Trump. I'm just saying factual things. For example, Bill and Hillary Clinton went to Donald Trump's wedding. Okay, they're good friends, admittedly so. So I am curious as to whether, you know, Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions are actually going to really put the screws, or try to put the screws, and investigate Hillary Clinton at all, you know. And so what's your position on that? I'm not saying it is or it isn't, Susan, so don't get defensive about this. I'm just asking, from your perspective, how do you view this?
Well, I think that we're seeing a change. I think that it's understandable that when he first came into power, it would have been awfully nice for him to bury the hatchet and make peace and pull the country together so that he could lead, build his White House, and have the 100 days of grace. You know, the first 100 days of a new administration are getting up to speed, getting everybody into play, and everything's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this has been the most vicious and savage transition of power that I've ever seen. I am frightened for the future of this country right now. And I can see why Trump felt that he did not want to continue the investigation of Hillary Clinton. But I think that he has now realized that Democrats interpreted that as weakness. And they are behaving like sharks. And they believe that he's not going to come after them. And he's now realized that in order to stop them, the only way to stop them is to stand up and fight. And he can't go down on his knees. He can't say this isn't fair. He's got to say, hey, guys, you are crooks. And we're not going to allow you to attack my administration for your crimes. This is the Saul Alinsky rule, that you always attack the other guy for what you have done so that you can get there first and beat them up and force them on the defensive.
Mm-hmm. Let me, real quick, Mike, is that a caller up on the line? I usually don't take calls to the second hour, but you want to take a caller real quick, Susan?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, you're on with Michael and Susan. How are you?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I helped Dr. Parker for the past 3 years on air, and I've really been trying to get hold of Susan back and forth. I chat with her on her TFR location.
Mm-hmm.
And Susan, would you like to do Operation Swordfish Option 1 with Brad and Leo Wanta for the repatriation of funds?
Leo Wanta has nothing to do with this. Leo Wanta has nothing to do with this.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, let's say there's a mechanism along what you're doing. There's another person, Anna Von Reitz, has a website, paulstrammer.net. She's trying to do similar things that you are. If I could hook up what you're doing with other people, would you be interested in repatriation, these things, like with what Brad Birkenfeld did in 2012?
We're already at the very last stage of this.
You don't need
any Leo, let me just tell you something. Leo Wanta was a false flag, a false story. He has absolutely, in fact, that was disinformation. He facilitated it. We encouraged him to stop because my federal inmate said, hey, if he wants to take credit for my crime, he should come share my prison cell.
I will attest to that. I will attest to it. It was a fraud. Leo Wanta was a fraud, Jeff. Go ahead.
Have you ever talked to Rodney Stitch, if he's still alive, Susan?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard? Oh, okay. He did Defrauding America in the 90s, a lot of big books similar. That's all I need. Sorry to interrupt your show, but thank you for your time, Susan. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff. All right.
Thanks.
Sorry for
thanks.
That.
See you, bye.
Yeah, go ahead. Continue, Susan.
Well, you know,
I got caught up in the Leo Wanta thing way back in the 2006, 2007 with Greg Zizmansky, and yes, it turned out to be totally, you know, misinformation. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was totally disinformation. But because my guy was locked up in prison, he could not speak. He could not. He has been incommunicado for almost 20 years because no one knows where he is and you have to be invited to play in this game. And in many ways, I'm breaking the rules even by telling you about it. And you and I have had conversations about that in the past when I've been threatened in the past for not to talk.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I mean, you know what? 25, 30 times you've been up on the air with. I mean, you were under stress, always under threat, never knowing what the next day was going to bring. You know, so you know, I understand that road. But anyway, continuing on here. So you know, in the context of what's happening here with you know this letter being sent to Jeff Sessions, and then you said that what was the congressman's name that stopped this by, he is going to order a special prosecutor on this case, correct?
Well, what they have done is the House Judiciary Committee has now sent a letter to Jeff Sessions demanding a second special prosecutor that will focus on all of the issues which I have identified in my letter, but also the issues that they're talking about are known to informed Americans. So it's not like they're only mine, but the whole bit about they want to find out why there was this was never referred to a grand jury. What was the interference between Comey and Lynch and Andrew McCabe? There's a lot of good stuff here, which comes back and ties into my thing.
I agree with you, but here's again, and I don't want to play devil's advocate, but what we've already seen happen, and I just did this on last night's show, which I basically called it criminals defending criminals, which is what it is, and I was bringing out some of this this atrocious stuff that's happening right now with this, and one of them is Robert Mueller, Fixer, choker. Mueller and Comey are good friends. And Mueller was hired by Rod Rosenstein for this fake Russian hacking thing, to go after Trump. And Comey wouldn't even testify until he had a closed-door conversation with Mueller so they could script it. These guys are backslapping criminal buddies.
So, oh, yes. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's brother
is Stephen Wasserman, who is overseeing the Emrana 1 case, right?
Exactly. And the Seth Rich investigation.
Exactly. And we all know what's happening there. So anyway, we've got to take a break. Would you like to go out to break this time, or shall I do it again? We'll go to break. We'll be back in three with my good friend and fellow talk show host and writer, author of the book Extreme Prejudice, Susan Lindauer. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest, author of the book Extreme Prejudice, Susan Lindauer. Before I go back to Susan, phone lines, well, I open them up in the second hour, and I've got another caller on the line. I haven't opened up phone lines yet, but Susan, I'm going to go ahead and take this guy, Ken in Fort Worth. You're on with Susan and Michael. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hey, does this have anything to do with Tommy Lee Buckley, the Treasury Gate story, and a large bonds that he got from Indonesia?
Nope, he's a different person.
Another thing, did it have anything to do with that Dragon Family lawsuit where they found those bonds over on the Italian border?
The Dragon Family lawsuit?
Well, yeah, do you know about it?
I know about the Dragon Family, and yes, the Dragon Family is part of this, but I do not know about the lawsuit in Italy. But the Dragon Family is part of this.
They found the bonds in Italy, if you go Google Dragon Family lawsuit, you can read it.
Okay. What I will tell you is the man who did this is the reason that I was given this is for two reasons. One, because of my connection to 9/11. And secondly, because here's a clue, because I was accused of being an Iraqi agent, which is just silly. I mean, unfortunately, it's an insult. It's treasonous. It makes me a traitor. But it's not true at all. I categorically deny it. They never had any evidence, so they refused to let me have a trial. I promised to beat them to death if they tried it. But the reason is that this guy who stole the money is a Chinese agent, and this is actually very serious. And so, how well Trump can maneuver with China will determine how much of this money we get back.
But, how did you get involved in all this?
Well, that's why they put me involved in it, because I gave advance warning about 9/11, and I had a long history with 9/11, and because I was involved, I had my CIA handler had stolen money from the Federal Treasury from had stolen $13 million of the emergency appropriations for the 9/11 investigation. And that was part of my defense when I was under attack. I was like, look, you know, you guys were, the money is being stolen from the Treasury. You're giving people money and they're not even using it for the operations. And so I had to pay an Iraqi double agent from Baghdad with money that we got surreptitiously, and it had nothing to do with giving me money. I was not the recipient of the money.
You got nothing, Susan.
I got nothing.
She got the big hose job, Ken. Go ahead.
I got the hose job. I got nothing. But the reason that we had to be clever like that was because the money had been stolen by my CIA handler, who built himself a mega mansion in McLean, Virginia, on Langley Lane. And I said, you know, and so this is how the whole thing comes down. But the fact that he is a Chinese agent and I was accused of being an Iraqi agent meant that he was willing to deal with me. And he is somebody who is so tight-lipped, and he is so difficult to penetrate his labyrinth, and it was very difficult, but but he was willing to work with me, and that was how we did it.
Okay, we got to go to the top of the hour break. Thanks, Ken. I'll hold you over if you have anything else. Otherwise, we're going to the top of the hour break. We'll be back in two.
I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make. Cause
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.